Lesson 12, Seek Ye for the Kingdom of God. Jacob chapters 1 through 4. Purpose. To help class members feel a greater desire to magnify their callings, be chaste, and invite others to come unto Christ. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Jacob chapter 1. Jacob magnifies his calling from the Lord to preach repentance to the people. B. Jacob chapters 2 through 3. Jacob warns against the love of riches, pride, and unchastity. He promises the pure in heart that God will console them in their afflictions as they look to Him, receive His word, and pray in faith. C. Jacob chapter 4. Jacob testifies of the atonement of Jesus Christ. He warns the people against looking beyond the mark. 2. If Family Home Evening Video Supplement 2, item number 53277 is available, you may want to prepare to show repentance. It's Never Too Late, a 6-minute segment. 3. If you use the attention activity, bring a magnifying glass to class or draw one on the chalkboard before class begins. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Display a magnifying glass or draw one on the chalkboard before class. What does a magnifying glass do? What does the word magnify mean? To enlarge, to increase in significance, to cause to be held in greater esteem or respect. What does it mean to magnify a calling in the church? Have a class member read Jacob chapter 1, verses 17 through 19 aloud. Invite the other class members to identify phrases that describe how Jacob magnified his calling from the Lord. You may want to list their answers on the chalkboard. The list could include the following. A. Obtain his errand from the Lord. Jacob chapter 1, verse 17. B. Had been consecrated or set apart. Jacob chapter 1, verse 18. C. Took responsibility. Jacob chapter 1, verse 19. D. Taught the word of God with all diligence. Jacob chapter 1, verse 19. E. Labored with his might. Jacob chapter 1, verse 19. Explain that when Nephi neared the end of his mortal life, he gave his younger brothers, Jacob and Joseph, responsibility for the spiritual welfare of the Nephites. Jacob felt the weight of his calling and sorrowed over the growing pride that led his people to be greedy and unchaste. He strongly exhorted them to repent, to be reconciled to God through the atonement. Invite class members to think about their own callings in the church and how they might better magnify them. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Jacob magnifies his calling from the Lord. Discuss Jacob chapter 1. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that Jacob was a son of Lehi and Sariah and was born in the wilderness. He saw the Savior in his youth, and he was ordained to the priesthood. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 4, chapter 6, verse 2, and 2 Nephi chapter 11, verse 3. He became custodian of the small plates and succeeded Nephi in the ministry. When Nephi gave the small plates to Jacob, he also gave Jacob specific instructions. What did Nephi instruct Jacob to record on these plates? See Jacob chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Why was it important to record and preserve this information? See Jacob chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. What do these verses teach us about some of the things we should be recording about our lives? Jacob wrote that his people loved Nephi exceedingly. Jacob chapter 1, verse 10. Why did they have this great love for Nephi? Refer to Jacob chapter 1, verse 10. How have you felt toward those who have labored to serve you? What did Jacob mean when he said that he first obtained his errand from the Lord before he taught the people? Jacob chapter 1, verses 17 through 18. How do we obtain our errand from the Lord? By being called and set apart. How can we find out what the Lord wants us to do in our callings? What did Jacob say would happen if he and Joseph did not teach the people diligently? Refer to Jacob chapter 1, verse 19. Why is it so important that we magnify our callings? If you did not use the attention activity, take a moment to discuss what it means to magnify a calling. What are some good examples you have seen of people magnifying their callings? How can we better magnify our callings? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 26 through 28. How have you been blessed as you have done your best to fulfill your callings? 2. Jacob warns against the love of riches, pride, and unchastity. Discuss Jacob chapters 2 through 3. Invite class members to read selected verses. As he began to preach to the people of Nephi, Jacob said that he was weighed down with much more desire and anxiety than he had been before. Jacob chapter 2, verse 3. Why was Jacob's soul burdened? Refer to Jacob chapter 2, verses 5 through 9. Also Jacob chapter 1, verses 15 through 16. Why do you think that Jacob describes sin as labor? Jacob chapter 2, verse 5. How did the search for material wealth become a stumbling block to the Nephites of Jacob's day? Refer to Jacob chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. How can obtaining an abundance of material wealth lead to pride? What are the proper ways to use wealth? What counsel did Jacob give to help us avoid the misuse of wealth? See Jacob chapter 2, verses 17 through 21. President Spencer W. Kimball taught, "The possession of riches does not necessarily constitute sin, but sin may arise in the acquisition and use of wealth. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness." From 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 10 through 11. Book of Mormon history eloquently reveals the corrosive effect of the passion for wealth. Had the people used their wealth for good purposes, they could have enjoyed a continuing prosperity. But they seemed unable for a sustained period to be simultaneously wealthy and righteous. From The Miracle of Forgiveness, pages 47 through 48. After warning the people about pride and the love of riches, Jacob called them to repentance for their immoral behavior. How were the Nephites rationalizing their immoral behavior? Refer to Jacob chapter 2, verses 23 through 24. How do many people today try to excuse unchastity? Why is it important to be morally clean? See Jacob chapter 2, verses 27 through 29. Also Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20. How can sexual immorality affect the sinner's family and friends and all members of society? Refer to Jacob chapter 2, verses 31 through 35, and Jacob chapter 3, verse 10. What counsel and comfort did Jacob give to those who had been hurt by the immorality of others? See Jacob chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. What must a person do to be forgiven of immorality? President Ezra Taft Benson suggested 5 steps to be forgiven of unchastity. The Law of Chastity, in Brigham Young University 1987, 1988 Devotional and Fireside Speeches, pages 53 through 54. Discuss these steps with class members. 1. Flee immediately from any situation you are in that is either causing you to sin or that may cause you to sin. 2. Plead with the Lord for the power to overcome. 3. Let your priesthood leaders help you resolve the transgression and come back into full fellowship with the Lord. 4. Drink from the divine fountain, the Scriptures, and words of the prophets, and fill your lives with positive sources of power. 5. Remember that through proper repentance, you can become clean again. According to Jacob, how were the Lamanites blessed for being chaste? See Jacob chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. What are the blessings of being morally clean? 3. Jacob testifies of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Read and discuss selected verses from Jacob chapter 4. If you are using the video presentation Repentance, It's Never Too Late, show it now. After calling his people to repentance, Jacob ended his sermon by testifying of the hope of forgiveness through the atonement. How do the Scriptures and the prophets help us gain a testimony of the atonement? Refer to Jacob chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. How can we obtain the hope in Christ that Jacob spoke of? See Jacob chapter 4, verses 10 through 12. What do you think it meant that the Jews looked beyond the mark? See Jacob chapter 4, verse 14. The Jews delighted in expounding the difficult texts of Scripture, but without faith and the help of the Holy Ghost, they could not understand them. They despised the words of plainness in the Scriptures and looked for salvation in some way other than through Jesus Christ. How might we sometimes look beyond the mark in our daily living? How can we be more diligent in remembering the importance of the Savior in our lives? To conclude this section, have a class member read Mosiah chapter 3, verse 17 aloud. Conclusion. Explain that Jacob's teachings help us understand the importance of magnifying our callings and avoiding pride and immorality. By emphasizing the atonement at the conclusion of his sermon, Jacob taught that we must rely on the Savior. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Jacob condemns the unauthorized practice of plural marriage. Whom did the Nephites claim as examples to justify their whoredoms? See Jacob chapter 2, verses 23 through 24. Why were David and Solomon unworthy examples? Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 38 through 39. The Lord gave wives and concubines to David and Solomon, but they sinned by marrying additional wives outside of the covenant. You may want to explain that anciently, a concubine was not an immoral mistress, but a legal wife of lesser social standing. See Bruce R. McConkie, Mormon Doctrine, 2nd edition, page 154. What marriage law did Jacob teach to the Nephites? Refer to Jacob chapter 2, verses 27 through 28. The prophet Joseph Smith taught, I have constantly said no man shall have but one wife at a time, unless the Lord directs otherwise. Teachings of the prophet Joseph Smith, page 324. Explain that the Lord gave such direction, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, but he later withdrew his sanction of plural marriage when conditions changed. See Official Declaration 1. Emphasize that the law of the Lord regarding marriage today is the same as it was in Jacob's day. 2. Recognizing and avoiding abuse. Jacob rebuked the Nephite men for their mistreatment of their wives and children. See Jacob chapter 2, verse 9, verses 31 through 32, and verse 35. Latter-day church leaders have also given strong warnings against the abuse of any kind. The First Presidency and Quorum of the Twelve have warned that individuals who violate covenants of chastity, who abuse spouse or offspring, or who fail to fulfill family responsibilities, will one day stand accountable before God. The Family, a Proclamation to the World, Ensign, November 1995, page 102. Abuse can be defined as treating or speaking to someone in a way that is demeaning or that causes injury or serious offense. As appropriate, discuss the following specific definitions and instructions with class members. Child abuse occurs when someone who is in a position of trust or control threatens or causes physical or emotional harm to a child. It includes physical abuse or neglect, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse. Spouse abuse may also be physical, emotional, or sexual. Emotional abuse can consist of name-calling, demeaning statements, unrighteous control or compulsion, threats, isolation, intimidation, or manipulation. Physical abuse includes withholding necessities and using physical violence such as pushing, choking, scratching, pinching, restraining, or hitting. Sexual abuse may be either emotional or physical and includes sexual harassment, the inflicting of pain, and the use of force or intimidation. Every effort should be made by priesthood leaders, family members, and others to prevent abuse and to assist in the healing of an abused person. Leaders and family members should also try to help the abuser repent. Church discipline may be necessary to bring this about. If class members need more information on abuse, they may ask the bishop for copies of two pamphlets produced by the church: Preventing and Responding to Child Abuse, item number 35655, and Preventing and Responding to Spouse Abuse, item number 35869. In addition, they should feel welcome to ask the bishop for specific counsel on preventing and responding to abuse. What can we do to help recognize and prevent abuse? How can we help those who have been hurt by abuse? 3. Jacob warns against racial prejudice. Why did many of the Nephites look down on the Lamanites? See Jacob chapter 3, verses 5 and 9. What did Jacob say about this prejudice? See Jacob chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. How can prejudice prevent the church from fulfilling its divine mission? President Howard W. Hunter said, "The restored gospel is a message of divine love for all people everywhere, based upon the conviction that all humans are children of the same God. The validity, the power of our faith is not bound by history, nationality, or culture. It is not the peculiar property of any one people or any one age." Conference Report, October 1991, pages 23 through 24, or Ensign, November 1991, page 19. End of Lesson 12, Seek Ye for the Kingdom of God.